The Hamas-run Interior Ministry inaugurated the new office of the Ministry and National Security Headquarters on the ruins of the Ministry's complex, which was destroyed during the Israeli war. These tents will serve as the temporary offices of the Interior Minister and his deputies.
We send a message from these tents that we're going to work from these tents, we're going to stay in these tents and not give up, and we will serve our people, defying the occupation, defying this siege, and we're going to continue serving our people.
Last December, Israel waged an all-out military offensive on the besieged coastal enclave that destroyed many ministry buildings, police stations, and security posts, not to mention thousands of homes and Gaza public infrastructure. The spokesman of the Interior Ministry said that $16 million is needed to reconstruct the buildings. The democratically elected government of Hamas has said that the Israeli attacks on Gaza will not stop it from serving people.
We are here to take our role as a government, as a Palestinian of internal affairs. We take all of our best to help the people to do all things they want.
Saeed Siam, the Minister of Interior, was killed along with two members of his family on the 15th of December when an Israeli warplane struck his house nearly 9 weeks after the war that left about 1,400 Palestinians dead, over 5,500 wounded, and more than 21,000 buildings and houses destroyed. The reconstruction has not started yet due to lack of building materials, as Israel is still holding a tight grip on the strip. The government here, as well as ordinary Gazans, have been forced to use these tents as shelter due to lack of construction materials needed to rebuild what Israel destroyed during the 22-day war in Gaza. Yusuf Al-Hilo, Press TV, Gaza.